Welcome to this last Monday in January of 2021. I am glad you are here. Today, I want to share a nugget of inspiration for your motivation entitled The Power of Perseverance. Yes, perseverance. The P, the first P here, persist no matter what. Persist no matter what. As Franklin Delano Roosevelt said, when you've come to the end of your rope, tie a knot, hang on. You gotta keep going. You gotta step forward in faith. You gotta trust. But in order to live with perseverance, it takes persistence. The E is for endure discomfort. Thomas Watson, founder of IBM, said, if you want to increase your success rate, well, then double your failure rate. And again, all people know, you got to keep trying and keep trying and try yet again and again if you're going to experience any forward success. Failure, it's all part of it, and that's uncomfortable. Success is uncomfortable. Whatever it is in the world, there's a lot of enduring discomfort. The R in perseverance, request help from other people. Yes, be humble, be kind, be vulnerable. Don't be so big as to turn away from those who can help. I know many people in my life, and myself included, it is often a hard thing to do to turn and ask for help. But an SOS to a friend, to a neighbor, to a coworker, to someone in your faith community, just remember, together we can handle almost anything. But alone makes it really tough. And Edgar Watson Howe, a novelist, journalist, and editor, said, when a friend is in trouble, don't annoy him by asking if there's anything that you can do. Think up something appropriate and do it. I love it. Don't wait. Jump in. Make it happen. Get after it. Do what needs to be done. And now we're on to the S in perseverance. S is for steadfastly hold on to your beliefs and values. Alex Van Halen, a member of the band Van Halen, inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2007, said, you've come to the planet with nothing and you'll leave with nothing, so you'd better do some good while you're here. Know who you are. Know what your gifts are. Know what you care about and contribute to that. Make life happen around that. Again, engage others with you in that. Build up. Never seek to tear down, but share life. E, the next E here, is envision triumph. The very least you can do in your life is to figure out what you hope for. And the most you can do is live inside that hope. Not admire it from a distance, but live right in it, under its roof. Barbara Kingsolver is an author. She said, envision triumph. Can you see it? Those who I know who are on a difficult journey medically with a diagnosis, often the most life-giving gift with their family and friends is to envision triumph, to see themselves on the other side of the challenge. And it's just enough to keep you going. I think we need to envision triumph. And to know that God envisions that for us too. That truly is the gospel story. The V in perseverance is for very consistently keep at it. Albert Einstein said, it's not that I'm so smart, it's just that I stay with problems longer. Consistently, very consistently keep at it. The next E is embrace adversity as your teacher. Embrace adversity as your teacher. A broken spirit is more disabling than a broken body. Roger Crawford, the first athlete with 4 impaired limbs to compete in collegiate tennis, said that. Again, did you hear that? Somebody with four impaired limbs competing in collegiate tennis said, a broken spirit is more disabling than a broken body. And so we embrace adversity as our teacher. R, refuse to give up. Walt Disney said, you may not realize it when it happens, but a kick in the teeth may be the best thing in the world for you. All right, Walt. I thought he was supposed to take us to the happiest place on earth, saying we're going to get kicked in the teeth. But you do acknowledge when it happens, you learn. You learn to love again, maybe. You learn to give it your best again. You learn to make another attempt. Letting the thing that's happened be a lesson, but overcoming in a way that leans and bends toward life. Refuse to give up. The next E is enjoy and celebrate every tiny bit of progress. Enjoy every bit of progress, no matter how small it might be. Thomas Edison said, if we did all the things we are capable of, we would astound ourselves. Wow. If we did all the things that we were capable of, we would astound ourselves. It reminds me of the story of the mustard seed, the smallest of seed becoming the largest. Things that defy our minds and imaginations, thinking outside the box, imagining new life, visioning something that's greater than what we're even in now, and then celebrating every single step along the way, no matter how small. Recognizing that God is at work in the small things that we experience. And so as you live out this week, I want you to think of being motivated by the gift of perseverance in each one of those letters, naming something that you can do. And then I want you to name two or three things that you need to move forward with, that you can't stay stuck with or stay static with, that you're going to move forward with. And then I want you to name two or three ways that you will move forward. So name the things you want to move forward with. And then I want you to name two or three ways that you will actually move forward. Remember, the word impossible can mean I'm possible. Yes, it is in Christ who gives us strength, the strength to go through adversity, overcome challenge, take on the hurts and hopes of the world, and still experience possibilities, the profound possibilities that are discovered in this lifetime. So go out, live it this week, do what you can, stay motivated, and persevere. Until next time, good day.